This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Here are three words upon which the American presidential election of 2016 basically turned. White working class. We heard that label or variations on it a ton during the campaign, mostly in the context of how fed up some members of that group are with Washington and with the economy and with, to be honest, the media. So on the better than even chance that we're going to be hearing more about white working class Americans in the next four or more years, we asked Marketplace's Rima Kreis to find out exactly who they are.
Before I let the experts take over, here are some non-experts and their take on white working class.
I just think of people like myself, people that do physical labor.
Plumbers, electricians, builders, things like that.
Well, I used to be working class poor, is what we used to say, and I don't know if that was something that was deemed derogatory, but maybe this is exactly the same thing.
I don't know. I personally don't think about that stuff. I just got to get up and turn screws.
That was Macon Hatton from Texas, Robert Miles from Oklahoma, Kara Cruz from D.C., and Luther Kilmer, also from Texas. A lot of people we talked to struggle to describe working class, and that may be because
there is no correct definition.
Okay, we're with the experts now. Rui Teixeira has written several books about the working class in elections. He says historically, working class meant white men in blue-collar jobs, manufacturing, construction. But today, a lot of those jobs have been replaced by low-level service positions. And those men have been joined by a growing number of women, African Americans, Latinos. Teixeira says you could define this group by data on occupation or income, but
occupation, too expensive and hard to ask. Income, you have to set an arbitrary cutoff, and those categories change over time because of inflation. So what we're left with is, you know, this college, non-college distinction.
A distinction that became a major discussion point in the election. Donald Trump won white voters without college degrees by 39 points, according to exit polls.
Today, the American working class is going to strike back, finally.
But the education divide has also fueled stereotypes.
They are depicted as ignorant. They are depicted as too lazy to get a college education.
Like Homer Simpson, says Joan Williams. She directs the Center for Work-Life Law at the University of California Hastings College of Law. She says one of the few positive depictions of blue-collar work is on the show Dirty Jobs.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Williams says you also can't generalize about working class earnings. They can range from as little as $30,000 a year to $60,000. That's why she says it's more useful to define this class culturally rather than economically.
The classic white working class guy had a dad who had a good blue-collar job with which he supported the family. But today's working class men can't get anywhere near those kinds of jobs.
She says many see success differently, too. They tend to admire the rich, but resent professionals.
From a blue-collar standpoint, professionals just spend their whole time in office politics and sucking up to each other.
From a blue-collar standpoint, she says it's better to have your own business. That's also the case for Macon Hatton, who we heard from earlier. He works at a coffee shop in Dallas.
A lot of people dream to be on the other side of the check, but it's hard for us, I would say even myself, to mentally get motivated because our mind gets so consumed with what we're doing.
In the meantime, there's widespread economic frustration. Take 52-year-old Danny Leidecker from Kannapolis, North Carolina. He used to work in a textile mill. Now many of those mills are gone.
I like to see American people making their products instead of sending them overseas.
Like so many in the working class, Leidecker is betting on Republicans and Trump for a brighter economic future, one that sometimes looks a lot like a return to the past. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.